This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's been several decades since Americans were engaged in a back-of-the-bus controversy, but now a popular bus route between two New York City neighborhoods is reviving the issue. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the story.
Last Wednesday, Melissa Franchi boarded the B-110 from Williamsburg to Borough Park, two Hasidic Jewish neighborhoods in Brooklyn. She was there with a reporter friend to find out what would happen if she sat at the front of the bus. At first, nothing. Then she was approached by another passenger, a Hasidic Jewish man.
And he said, okay, you should sit at the back because women sit at the back on this bus and men sit in the front. So I looked at him and I said, okay, why? And he said, well, that's the rule because this is a private Jewish bus.
Franchi asked the driver if this was permitted. He didn't speak enough English to respond. Then she noticed two Hasidic women at the back of the bus.
One of them was rolling her eyes. The other one, you know, said, just move. I mean, that's the way it is. You don't ask. And then the man said, when the Lord gives a rule, you don't question it.
The rule, says Shulam Dean, who spent the first 29 years of his life as a Hasidic Jew, is steeped in ultra-Orthodox tradition.
Essentially, it's based in the idea that men and women should generally be separate, should inhabit different spheres of life, in public in particular.
Hasidic men and women don't socialize or casually mix in public, and Dean says in recent years he's noticed an upsurge in gender separation.
Become more codified, you might say. Now you have signs on the streets telling you, you know, women, please step aside for men and things like that, where in the past that would never have been necessary.
But the tradition is running afoul of New York's civil rights laws. True, a private company owns the bus, but the company was awarded the route from the city. Therefore, it can't discriminate. And yesterday, Mayor Michael Bloomberg said as much. For his part, Shulam Dean is not surprised that the B-110 is making news.
I think Americans kind of react very viscerally to hearing about it because of the civil rights movement, because Rosa Parks has become such an icon of that particular struggle, up front of the bus, back of the bus, and discrimination.
Now the city's Department of Transportation has sent the bus company a letter saying it was violating the law and demanding a response by Wednesday. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.